What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello there. I am Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore. Catherine Moore.
Hello.
So today we're talking about tornadoes. So I've been off the air for how long, Kathy? Like 3 weeks?
I've been sick.
Fighting this cold like everybody else has been going. So we had to rerun shows, which I hate to do because I appreciate, you know, Jeff Batten letting us have time on the radio here. And, you know, we get to talk about who we are and what we do and what our industry is. And I think it's a good thing because if you spend 15 minutes on your insurance, you could go bankrupt. I mean, that's one of the things that we hear, you know, some of the ads out there about, you know, you can have a quote in 5 minutes or whatever. And I think you need to really think about what you're buying and what the repercussions of what you're buying could be, because we get to see their side of that, Kathy, don't we? Somebody has a claim.
We sure do.
Yep. So anyway, I'm glad to be back today. So I've been doing this business. At the end of this year, it's going to be 30 years. And today, I'm still 53 years old for how many days, Kathy? Two more days?
Two more days, yeah.
So I'm going to enjoy being 53. But I've been doing this for a day or two. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially when I started my business when I was, you know, very young. And I've been around the block in this business. And I can tell you things kind of go in cycles. What do we worry about, let's say, in December, January, Kathy, what were we thinking about as an insurance agent during those months of the year?
Well, cold temperatures and freezing pipes.
Mm-hmm. And you can mark it on your calendar. I mean, you can mark it. We have a cold snap. We can go ahead and plan on a couple of days later having claims. Mm-hmm. And we did have some of those on last spell. Mm-hmm. So now we're getting into March, April. What are we thinking about?
Tornadoes.
Yep. And so here we are. I don't know. I don't have anything official here for anywhere, but just I know we're getting ready to enter into the tornado season.
We're basically for Florida, hurricane season too.
And those happen, what time of year do those happen?
Later during the...
Like August, September. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have things that do go in cycles through the year. It used to be like when we started in, say, I don't know, September, October, you know, all the way till warm weather. Back in the day, agents were concerned about heating season because we had a lot of people had wood stoves, hit their houses with wood stoves. So you kind of would feel fortunate getting through the winter without having a wood stove or a fire loss, you know. So, but I think we know we're getting ready to get into the lightning, tornadoes, and there's nothing really we can do to prevent that. I mean, that's just part of having weather-related incidents. You know, I feel that the you know, these terrible wildfires in California, I believe they could have been, the impact of that could have been either eliminated or reduced if they had had the control burns and wildlife management of their forest or whatever. I think there was just allowed so much buildup of fuel, if you will, that caused a real problem with these terrible fire losses. And there was firefighters that had already predicted what was going to happen. But with a tornado, hurricane, there's just not a whole lot we can do. But be aware that, you know, we're in that time of year. What do you think about, Kathy, about, you know, first of all, you are covered. You know, typically all policies are going to cover a windstorm in our area. Now, in Florida, you get to buy a separate policy for wind.
And it has usually a separate deductible as well. So
this is becoming more prevalent now that we're seeing companies are applying a wind and hail percentage deductible.
As opposed to just a regular all peril deductible, which is like a flat amount.
Yeah, so it used to be in a standard homeowner policy, it still is, I guess, like probably nobody has this anymore, but $250 was normally what we considered the standard deductible.
Right.
You know, now we're seeing most people are probably carrying $1,000. You know, the higher your deductible,
the lower your premium.
The lower your premium. You get a credit back on your insurance by carrying a high deductible.
So that could be $2,500 to $5,000, depending on, you know, which carrier you're with and which one they'll do.
So in this insurance market, it's probably a good measure to raise your deductible because the premiums are out of control. Everything is going haywire.
Especially in Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but the percentage deductible might be 1%, might be 2%. Now, this gets kind of dicey. Let's say you've got a, you know, a 2% deductible on wind and hail. Well, you do the math on that, and you got, say, excuse me, say you've got $1 million house. That's a $20,000 deductible. Mm-hmm. And that's not appropriate for our area, I don't think. Mm-mm. But we are seeing the companies are getting so restrictive now. We're seeing them put on these wind and hail deductibles.
Right.
And I know in Florida that's really commonplace, but that could be a big hit for somebody, especially if you had a tornado come through.
Right.
I was thinking back, we talked about this on the air before, that there's this notion that only weather has only started being bad in the last 20 years. Like, oh, we didn't have the hurricanes that we had, you know, or it's got worse. Things are, wildfires are worse. Tornadoes are worse. Hurricanes are worse. But if you go back and look at the actual history, you might be surprised to find out that there's a list of the worst tornadoes ever to hit the continental United States. And you think about, Kathy, how many tornadoes happen in a particular year. I mean, there's
a lot.
Mm. And so the worst tornado on record, a number five worst tornado, actually happened in Gainesville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in 1936. So you figure, like, you know, it's almost, 91 years ago, I guess. So April the 6th was a date that this happened. And we've talked about it before. So it's not like this is an isolated, well, I was going to say, it's not like it's like something that's new. There's been bad tornadoes, been bad weather for years.
Oh, even like the flooding, like they had with, you know, Helene, they had floods before in that area and outside of Asheville.
That's right.
Like 100-year floods, so like that. I mean, they've had histories of these things. And I think that, you know, you have to learn from history, not just, you know, it's there for a reason to be recorded so you can learn from that. So
what is history prone to do?
Repeat itself. Yeah.
And so, you know, even say an earthquake. I mean, I know being down in Charleston, South Carolina, the turn of a century, there's a bad earthquake in Charleston. Mm-hmm. And there's still places and historic buildings you can see where they put these, I guess, kind of bolts, if you will, where they've basically have bolted or they've secured the building together after the hurricane or the earthquake.
Right.
There was an earthquake in, I didn't think it was even, I couldn't believe it. I looked it up and it was real. Kathy's uncle had told me about a place in Tennessee called Real Foot Lake. And it's out in Mississippi River area. And the earthquake was so bad. I don't have the dates of it or anything, but it was so bad that I didn't even believe it. The Mississippi River had ran backwards, and it created a lake because of an earthquake. So that's always something that it could happen any time, an earthquake.
And, or on a fault line, too, here.
Yeah, and your homeowner's policy does not cover earthquake.
Or flood.
Mm-hmm. So that would be something you'd have to buy. You can typically buy a earthquake endorsement on your homeowner's policy.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies won't offer it at all.
And there is some inland flood endorsements now on the policies, but typically if you're in a flood zone, you have to be on buy a flood policy.
So you can't get the inland flood if you're in a flood zone.
Right.
So talking about tornadoes, you know, here we are in the season. I mean, we're talking about hail damage, tornado damage, windstorm.
The only thing I think
you can kind of do to mitigate your risk is to, you know, look at what trees could be falling on your house. And
be, you know, proactive and take them out.
And that gets expensive to take trees out of your house.
It's expensive.
We had one customer call one time and say, hey, this tree's hanging around my house. It's going to fall at any moment. And you would be better off having to pay for this tree to come out because it's going to fall anyway. It's going to be a lot less money for your insurance company because if this was to fall, you're going to pay more out. And I was like, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I get it, but
that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. I mean, you got to have a claim before they're going to pay. So here we are, and we're going to talk more about, you know, where we are this time of year and considerations, and we'll talk about how you're covered in the event of a tornado or hail damage. We'll talk about your home, but also your car, how that's covered as well. So anyway, we'll be back after the break. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we would like to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called More Insurance Services, Inc. They are located in Blairsville, across from Home Depot, and across next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank Building. We're not part of the bank, but we have them the separate wing there. So come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's in the Town Trace Building, which is the red brick building next to the hospital. So come by and see us there. And then our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, which is on Highway 64 West, which is on right there next to United Community Bank there in the main drag there in Hayesville, which is our main hub. So you can come by and see us there for your insurance needs there. We'd love to help you with your insurance. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance, LLC. It's a division of More Insurance, and it's located in Murphy, North Carolina. We're also on 64 there, Highway 64, right past So Good's restaurant on the left. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And then our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's also a division of More Insurance. And we're located on the main drag right past United Community Bank. And we're between that and Burger King. So come by and see us there in Blue Ridge for your insurance needs there as well. Also, you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. That will bring you to our website where you can post a payment. You can, if you're wanting to join our team and we're hiring, you can actually go to our website about us. And there's a place that says join our team and put in your information as well as your resume. We'd love to check you out and see if anyone's wanting to have a job. Also, if you can also do go to our other websites from that website as well. So if you wanted to get to More Insurance or Mount Insurance of Blue Ridge, you can get through that as well. So check out all these podcasts on it as well.
Okay. So it's true, we are hiring. It's a tough business in many ways. Mm-hmm. And it's not something you can just go into. It takes probably 2 or 3 years before you can really know what you're doing almost.
Right. In our business. I mean, it's a process to hire somebody and invest time and effort and money into them. So we would definitely, it's not for everybody.
No, the reality is it's not for everybody.
We do very have few people that able to bring do us stuff all the time. And we like to have resumes that people are at places for periods of time, longer periods of time than just everywhere.
So they know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
So we... talking about tornadoes today, because we're getting ready to enter in the time of year. I'd referenced the fact before the break or last segment that tornadoes and natural disasters are nothing new. It's being portrayed that things are getting worse. There's more tornadoes. There's more hurricanes. I think there's just more people in populated areas than there used to be sparsely populated. And some people are surprised to find out that on the record, the number 5 worst tornado ever was Gainesville, Georgia. In fact, it was the over 2 people were killed in Gainesville, Georgia, and that is the deadliest disaster ever recorded in the state of Georgia. It was a tornado in Gainesville, Georgia. I've always felt that we can't have tornadoes here on our side of the mountain. We've had one in Murphy in the last 10 or 15 years, and there was one back in 1974 that was a really bad one down in Murphy. So we've had some tornadoes, had some bad weather. But you get over around Helen, Cleveland, you see there's a lot more prevalence of tornadoes. Kathy, you remember the time we were down at Lake Burton and we had the tornado? We thought we had a claim because we heard there's a tornado. It was, I guess it came through Gainesville, went over the mountain. I know it came out of Alabama. I remember it came right through... I think it was like University of I think it was maybe at the university in Alabama. They came right over from Alabama and then ended up going across the mountain to Helen. And it was, tell the listeners what it looked like over there when we went and looked at that place.
Disaster zone. It was just, it was crazy how many trees were down and couldn't even get to, we had a customer that was insured there and we couldn't even get to the
facility. It was a restaurant.
It was a restaurant. We couldn't even get to the facility because there was so much there. It was crazy. It really was.
There was, the lake was full of debris. Like mm-hmm. there were just boat docks. There were trees in the lake.
There was one guy that was in a
there
house.
There was a man killed.
He actually died. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was at home and he passed away from that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, we can get hit. And so let's talk about, from an insurance perspective, you know, we've mentioned like, you know, all you can really do is maybe take out trees, things of that nature. Let's say, and Kathy actually has been here. You've been in a situation where you're in the house, you hear a tornado coming. Take it from there, Kathy.
I don't know if you know it's coming. I mean, when I went through a tornado with myself and my parents years and years ago, it was just, you know, you live in your house. You know how your house makes certain noise or creaks, or you kind of know things. And it was just like a really, the rain was really, really hard. It started getting so hard that I thought it's going to come through the roof, the windows, the sliding glass doors were actually like making these noises and they were like bending. And then the windows started breaking and, you know, the wind and the glass and everything, debris going all around. It was intense.
So Kathy basically was in her house in Florida, mm-hmm. and a tornado hit her house.
Yeah. It took off the roof, blew out the windows. We had louvered doors for our closets, and there was, like, actual, like, glass and debris inside. Even though the closet was closed, it had gotten into our clothes even. It was just flying everywhere.
So the windows blew out. Mm-hmm. The glass from the windows went through the louver
mm-hmm.
closet doors and into your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you when Kathy and I got married, she was still freaked out.
Yeah, it took me a long time.
When we had any type of storm.
Well, the storms are here different because there's so many trees and they make like this weirdly, they kind of start moving and making noise. It's a weird sound, or, you know, just to see it. But that was, not only did it, you know, damage our house, of course, but it also, like, basically all of our cars were basically almost totaled because there was so much debris going around that I think only one panel on my car at the time, which was a Honda Accord, that wasn't damaged. So we had to get all those repaired, you know, electric lines, you know, the power lines down. It was quite up there. Though they had two huge big oak trees in the front yard, and they actually were gone. We didn't know. We didn't, still to this day, I don't know where they were, where they ended up being.
They're probably in Kansas.
Right.
Or in Wisconsin.
But we lived up on kind of like in a cul-de-sac up on a hill, and all the debris that was going around was actually like, it was inside our yard, like our grass. There was like shingles and tile, pieces of tile roofs and dirt. I mean, the whole house looked like that you painted it with dirt. We had to take out like a water hose and rinse off the whole entire house because it was just dirty and it was gross. And, you know, it was an unbelievable situation where
I guess you were fortunate, really. It could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about, okay, tornado or windstorm or hailstorm hits your house. In Kathy's situation, after this tornado hit her house, you had to go somewhere else because you couldn't stay in the house.
No, it was.
And then also there were other properties around the area that were demolished. And I don't think you could just drive back into your house. There were people looters coming.
Yeah, the police came and made people have to, you know, show proof that they lived there. They wouldn't just let you drive by. I had friends that came from church and so that came to check on us and just see, you know. One of my friends actually had their car at our house, and the tree, I guess, lines went on and damaged their car, too. They'd parked it there.
So
back time to park it there. So
how your insurance is going to work, you know, if you have to move out of the house and go stay in a temporary location, you've got the loss of use coverage on the homeowner's policy. It's going to pay for you a place to stay in the interim time. The policy will allow you to make temporary repairs to the house to prevent any type of you know, further damage, and that would involve like tarping the house, you know, things of that nature. And your auto policy is going to, you have to have what's called comprehensive coverage to pay for any type of tree fall in your car or hail damage. And that's, that's how that works. So, wow, this show went in a hurry, but, we are in this time of year where we're starting thinking about tornadoes and windstorms, and maybe I didn't do a good job talking about his insurance much today, but it's, I don't know what you can really do about this time of year. It's just, it's going to be prone to having tornadoes, lightning damage, and
you just have to seek shelter.
We're in the season when they tell you this. So, okay. Well, we'll be back next week, and we hopefully will have some good weather, but I'm getting we'll have some kind of tornadoes or lightnings coming up this time of year, as we always do. And my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore. And we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.